Introducing the world's best air purifier. The Aeronizer produces high levels of activated oxygen right from the air you're breathing. It works the way nature does in cleaning and purifying the air in your home. Pet, cooking, cigarette, or even cigar smoke is no problem for this air purifier. It's so powerful, it kills molds and mildews as well as bacteria and viruses in the air and on surfaces in your home. Made in the USA of the finest materials with an unconditional 2-year warranty. There are no moving parts to break, no plates to clean, and no filters to replace. Call 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200. Or visit the website now, www.aranair.us. That's www.aranair.us. Again, www.aranair.us.
This is the Phyllis Schlafly Report. Mrs. Schlafly is a constitutional attorney, conservative icon, and the author of more than 20 books, including Feminist Fantasies, Turbo Readers, and the important new book called The Supremacists, The Tyranny of Judges and How to Stop It. And now here's the president of Eagle Forum, Phyllis Schlafly.
The American Civil Liberties Union is cheering over its latest victory. The ACLU has persuaded an activist federal judge to order the removal of the Mojave Desert Cross, which sits on a federal land preserve managed by the National Park Service near the California-Nevada border. The cross is located in a section of land known as Sunrise Rock. The ACLU started nagging the National Park Service to remove the cross in 1999. The ACLU thought it had won when the Park Service announced a decision in 2000 to remove the cross. But 3 months later, the U.S. House of Representatives added a rider to an appropriations bill that prevented the use of federal funds to remove the cross. Now a judge has presumed to override Congress's wishes and order the cross taken out. During the litigation, the Park Service threw a large tarp over the cross so nobody could see it. The ACLU thinks its lawyers have a constitutional right not to see a cross. The Mojave Cross was erected in 1934 in memory of those who fought and died in World War I. It was originally two pieces of wood nailed together and planted in the desert. It was nearly destroyed several times and has been changed several times. The latest version is made of two metal pipes welded together and painted white. The cross was officially designated as a war memorial by Congress and has been the site of Easter sunrise services over the years. The notion that this simple cross violates the First Amendment doesn't pass the laugh test. But this and similar lawsuits are not filed merely to please the atheists. In the words of the old saying, follow the money. These lawsuits are a source of funding for the ACLU. The courts have already awarded the ACLU over $50,000 for its work in persuading activist judges to remove the Mojave Cross. My new book, The Supremacists, shows how Congress can prevent activist judges from depriving us of our historic and religious symbols.
Do you believe the American people should be governed by laws made by our elected representatives or by non-elected judges imposing their own social and political agendas? This question is discussed in Phyllis Schlafly's new book, The Supremacists, The Tyranny of Judges and How to Stop It. For information, go online to eagleforum.org or call 1-800-726-8096. And join us again next time for the Phyllis Schlafly Report.
Hey, Jack Blood here. It's been said that those who do not learn from history are doomed to repeat it. It's hard to learn from history, though, with the propaganda, lies, and blatant omissions webbed together by the controlled mediums we count on for our information. That's why the Barnes Review is so valuable to researchers like myself. The Barnes Review carries titles such as Andrew Jackson's Prophetic Warnings, Why Civilization Self-Destruct, or House of Rothschild, one of my all-time favorites. Why not call the Barnes Review now to receive your copy of their bi-monthly newsletter? Buy $50 worth of books and get a discount on your subscription. The Barnes Review, 877-773-9077. That's 877-773-9077. Or view them online right now at www.barnesreview.com. Or just click on our link at jackblood.com. We'll see you there.
Learn about the new discoveries of MSP research. Find out about the success MDs, dentists, and veterinarians are having with Silver 400. Learn secrets to survival, how to detox the liver, gallbladder, and kidneys, and how over 800 doctors are treating Lyme disease, hepatitis C, HIV, respiratory infections, and many more with success thanks to the help of MSP research and Silver 400. In 2001, antibiotics saved no one from anthrax. Microbiologists have tested our mild silver protein and found silver 400 to be the most effective treatment for B. subtilis, a subgroup of anthrax. Choose the products in your medical supply wisely with the help of MSP research. Our doctor's manual has grown to over 350 pages. Give us a call at 334-493-0420 and see why doctors in five countries use silver 400 orally, topically, and in IV solutions. 334-493-0420.
From the heartland of America comes a harvest of insight and entertainment. This is the Common Sense Coalition, the Derry Brownfield Show, starring Derry Brownfield. And here's the star of the show, the man who says the best way to get even is to forget, Derry Brownfield.
Hello there, Derry Brownfield here, and I am happy that you're along on this adventure in broadcasting. It is the talk show with the country flavor and some common sense points of view. How many times have I mentioned that typically Americans don't realize what is going on right before their eyes? They just slip this stuff into us a little bit at a time. It's the old story that I've had many, many, many years ago, and for people that heard me speak 25 or 30 years ago, I had my speech entitled Bohica, B-O-H-I-C-A, Bohica. And I even at that time drove a car with license plates on it that said Bohica. And B-O-H-I-C-A stands for bend over. Here it comes again. And, you know, we see these things, but we don't realize what it's all about. I didn't realize until just recently that the president now has a new freedom commission. Did you? And this all has to do with mental health. And you and I ain't mentally healthy enough, okay? So I have with me today Sandra Lucas. Sandra Lucas has been on this show many times before. And Sandra is with the Citizens Commission on human what? Sandra?
Good morning.
Yeah. I can't remember what
CCHR stands for.
Yeah.
A lot of people do that, Derry. Citizens Commission on Human Rights.
Human Rights, okay.
That's right.
I was about to say Citizens Commission on Human Suffering.
Well, you know, that is what we deal with, unfortunately.
Tell me about this President's Commission on New Freedom.
Well, the President's New Freedom Commission was established by an executive directive in 2002, and its initial purpose was to study the area of mental health and mental health delivery services across the United States. And this commission was composed of 22 members. 13 of them either had been or are on mental health boards or association which set mental health policy at the state or federal level. 11 were associated in some ways with the implementation of the Texas Medical Algorithm Program, which we will discuss during your show, and 4 are psychiatrists and 3 are psychologists. So already there were some vested interests that were comprising the members of the commission. And
what were the goals of the commission? Did they have any goals?
Well, when they first got together, it was to look at the delivery of mental health, and of course, it just...
See, what does that have to do with the President's New Freedom Commission? See how they try to mislead us.
Well, you know, I think it's 1984. It's the double speak, you know, freedom is slavery, and slavery is freedom, and it's basically, in my opinion, should be called the New Slavery Commission, because it establishes mental health screening.
All right, now, how long ago was this established?
It started in 2002, and the recommendation just came out this year.
Okay, but so it's one of Bush's programs.
That's right. That's right. And it establishes testing for all Americans across the United States.
And it has already begun in the state of Illinois, right?
That's right. It has begun in the state of Illinois. They are looking at testing all of the children in the schools, all of the people who work in the schools, and pregnant women. It is mandatory, even though at this point some legislators are having second thoughts, which is good, but it is still moving forward. It has not been stopped yet. And we are talking about mental health testing for children, Gary, that would actually not require parental consent, and the mental health testing for the pregnant women also are mandatory. So you have no choice.
Looking through this information, it talked about being depressed.
Right.
Well, I thought all pregnant women were depressed.
Well, you know, I've had three children, and I can tell
I
you
say that with a little,
that you go up and down, right?
I say that a little bit tongue-in-cheek, but I mean even animals are depressed when they're pregnant.
You know, there's so much going on with the body. The hormones are changing and so many different things that you do have. So it affects the mental state of the woman. There is no doubt about it. But to claim that she's mentally ill is just ridiculous. It's just one way for the pharmaceutical companies to put more people on drugs.
You know, being around horses all of my life, you can tell whether a mare is pregnant or not, just the way she acts. When she walks up to another horse, lays her ears back, and tries to kick, hey,
that's
you know,
right.
There's a
you
pretty
know,
good chance.
I also raised around horses, Jerry, so I know what you speak of.
Their disposition just changes within weeks.
That's right.
Or less.
That's right.
On the 18th day.
I remember crying and laughing within a 5-minute span when I was pregnant.
Right.
You know?
Yeah, on a mare, their disposition changes on the 18th day. Bring her back and we'll check her out.
That's right.
Anyhow, what does this all mean? I mean, goodness gracious, does Bush think that he is supposed to see that everybody in the United States is mentally okay, so to speak?
Well, you know, I think he has surrounded himself with advisors who have vested interests. Financial vested interest in pushing more drugs on the public. And, I think we need to cut through all of it and realize that mental health is not a science. It is an art form. I call it witchcraft because you cannot get three psychiatrists to agree on one diagnosis for one individual. It's very subjective. They do not have any standard testing for it. It is based on theory which have not yet been proven. And yet we've got a program that is being pushed on the American public. And then that looks like eventually, if it keeps going through, will be mandatory. It's absolutely frightening to me.
Now, by being mandatory,
mm-hmm.
they would never go through Congress and say, this has got to be mandatory. We're going to test every kid from the womb. I think that information that I have, it's a 53-page thing in Illinois, from the womb until they're 18 years of age and all pregnant women. They would never get that passed through Congress.
Well, you know, one of the House Sub-Appropriation Committee just gave $20 million to this Freedom Commission a month ago.
Really?
Yes.
Well, I was going to say, what they'll do, they'll use that $20 million to bait the state governors and the state people, and they'll say, oh, we got to do this to get part of this $20 million. We're going to have to pass this legislation.
That's
they
right.
did it with the seat belts. They've done it with everything else. And the dumb governors and the dumb state legislatures go right along with it. Hey, stay tuned. You're listening to the Common Sense Coalition.
This is the Jerry Brownfield Show.
For over 5,000 years, gold has been the only true money in this world, and Republic Broadcasting has found the company you need to protect yourself against financial insecurity. Best Price Coins is the trusted source for your precious metals. Call them today at 1-800-813-8962 and ask what you can do to protect yourself before the next crisis. The professionals at Best Price Coins have made available to all Republic Broadcasting listeners a large supply of $10 $1 liberties, most of which are dated in the 1800s. These coins are private gold coins and not regulated by the government. For a limited time, Best Price Coins is offering these $10 liberties for $258 apiece. That's well below market. A best price from the best place to find all your precious metals. Call Best Price Coins right now at 1-800-813-8962. That's 1-800-813-8962.
Stay connected to what's happening at the Republic Broadcasting Network by visiting our website,
www.rbnlive.com.
At rbnlive.com, you'll stay up to date with our latest broadcast schedule, learn about upcoming events, read about our air personalities and the programs they host, take part in discussion forums, read the latest breaking news, and listen to RBN programs on your computer by connecting to our live broadcast stream. Plus, you can download previous RBN programs from the archive completely free of charge. That's right. Unlike other services, there is no charge to download programs from the RBN archive. Share them freely with others who are not yet listeners to the Republic Broadcasting Network and help spread the word. We're taking America back through the power of information. Stay connected to the Republic Broadcasting Network and our website, rbnlive.com.
Introducing the world's best air purifier, the Aeronizer. The Aeronizer produces high levels of activated oxygen right from the air you're breathing. It works the way nature does. It's so powerful it kills molds and mildews as well as bacteria and viruses in the air and on the surfaces in your home. Made in the USA of the finest materials with an unconditional 2-year warranty. Call 877-605-9200 or visit the website at www.aeronair.us.
SaveOnCommunications.com is a proven leader in online communications since 1995. If it's the lowest bill you're looking for, not just the lowest rate, SaveOnCommunications is the answer. They help businesses and residential customers shop the absolute best values in communication products and services available on the market today. Visit them online at www.SaveOnCommunications.com and start saving up to 70% today. Or call toll-free at 1-866-815-6343.
And we have returned. We're visiting today with Sandra Lucas. We're talking about the president's new Freedom Commission, which is going to cause every human in the United States, sooner or later, to be mentally... How do you say that?
Tested for mental illness.
Tested for mental illness. Now, this is actually happening in Illinois as we speak. Because
and not
they,
just Illinois, Derry. They're actually out of states where programs relating to it are actually being implemented.
Yeah, in Illinois, it's called the Children's Mental Health Act of 2003.
Right.
And all children from the womb to 18 years of old must be tested for mentally. And then all pregnant women, whether they want to or not.
Right. It is mandatory, and as I said earlier, the testing of the children does not require parental consent. There are two tests that are done without even informing the parents.
All right. Now, you said that Congress gave this new Freedom Commission some $20 million, and I will bet you that that money is being spent out in the states conning state legislatures to pass the same thing that they have in Illinois, a Children's Mental Health Act of some sort.
Well, you're right, except that it has gone through a sub-appropriation committee and not yet to the full body of the House, so we still have a chance to stop the funding. But if it does pass, what you are describing will happen, because you have states who always go after the federal dollars, and they will do anything to get those federal dollars, because their matching funds are never quite as much as what they receive from the federal government.
I don't know why in the world these governors, if I was a governor, which I will never be, I would tell these feds to go get lost. We don't want your money. We were running our state long before the federal government was putting money out here, and we're going back to do it the old-fashioned way.
In fact, we did better when we did not.
Absolutely.
Federal money. I mean, it has really created a mess across the state.
Look how our schools have gone downhill since they started taking federal money.
That's right. You're talking about the new, another one of the president's programs, the No Child Left Behind. It's an absolute mess.
Well, before that, it was, what was it? The...
We had Goals 2000.
Goals 2000,
we had
yeah.
Work and on and on and on.
Right. It
mm-hmm.
Anyhow, let's go into a little more detail here. You said there's a Texas program also.
Yes, there is a Texas program. Actually, it was what is being used as the model for all of this. And, you know, it's proven to just be an absolute failure. And also, some doctors have come forth and have shown through investigating the program that it is being pushed by the pharmaceutical companies, which want to sell more drugs. It is actually, this particular program is called the Texas Medical Algorithm Project. And a very prominent doctor by the name of Alan Jones investigated it and reported that it was funded by many of the pharmaceutical companies that create antidepressant drugs.
Medical what
company? It's an investigation, by the way.
It's a Texas Medical what project?
It is called the Texas Medical Algorithm Project.
Algorithm.
AP for short.
Algorithm.
Algorithm. Mm-hmm.
Okay, let's take a break. Stay tuned. You're listening to the Common Sense Coalition. Our number is 1-800-973-3779. Your calls are welcome.
This is the Derry Brownfield Show.
From the Berkeleyte's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeleyte, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkeleyte is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkeleyte, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
Learn about the new discoveries of MSP research. Find out about the success MDs, dentists, and veterinarians are having with Silver 400. Learn secrets to survival, how to detox the liver, gallbladder, and kidneys, and how over 800 doctors are treating Lyme disease, hepatitis B, HIV, respiratory infections, and many more with success thanks to the help of MSP research and Silver 400. In 2001, antibiotics saved no one from anthrax. Microbiologists have tested our mild silver protein and found Silver 400 to be the most effective treatment for B. subtilis, a subgroup of anthrax. Choose the products in your medical supply wisely with the help of MSP Research. Our doctor's manual has grown to over 350 pages. Give us a call at 334-493-0420 and see why doctors in five countries use Silver 400 orally, topically, and in IV solutions. 334-493-0420.
And we have returned. As we mentioned earlier, our number is 1-800-973-3779. We have several callers. We're visiting today with Sandra Lucas. We're talking about the President's new Freedom Commission, which is going to cause all of us to be tested for our mental health. And they're doing it in Illinois and in Texas, apparently. What can you tell me more about this Texas program? You said it is a model, supposedly.
It is going to be used as a model if the Freedom Commission is fully implemented. And I had mentioned to you just right before we went on break about Dr. Alan Jones, who had done a report on this. And he estimates that if this Texas program is implemented nationwide, the annual cost to the Medicaid program would be approximately $3.7 billion per year to treat one psychiatric disorder alone. I mean, the bank is already broken. I think this would put it over the edge.
Well, look what they do with Ritalin just in our grade schools.
Exactly. I mean, you know, the U.S. uses 90% of the world supply of Ritalin. We now estimate that we've got in excess of anywhere between 4 and 5 million children on stimulant drugs in this country.
And what are they going to be like when they grow up? They're going to be dingy as fruitcakes, aren't they?
And you know, the Drug Enforcement Agency issued a report a few years ago that showed that the drug use increased for those kids who were put on stimulants when they were children. So it is not a pretty picture for the future.
Let's go to the telephones. We have a gentleman in Texas, Russ. Hi, you're on the air, Russ.
Yeah, I'm a first-timer, I think, on you. And hi, Sandra.
Hi, Russ.
Listen, you know, I'll tell you what. By the way, I'm an old Missouri mule, too, Derek.
Really? Really? Yeah. Hey, that doesn't hurt you.
And I just like to kind of publicly state, I know it's, to me it sounds more like color of law than anything else. And to be really honest with you, I'm going to ask a question. Does anybody in this country think that I'm going to let those people mess with me? I'm not going to be drugged. I'm not going to be anything that I consider to be a violation of my personal body, property, or constitutional rights.
All right, but once you stand up against these people, then you are considered a terrorist suspect.
Well, I know that.
Well, once you are a terrorist suspect, you give away all of your rights. You don't get a trial by jury. You don't get to have to be charged. You can just be locked up and left there indefinitely.
Well, they have to find me first.
But you know, Russ is right in many ways, I believe, because in Illinois, the legislators are now taking a second look at this program, and the only reason why they are doing so is because enough Americans stood up and said, wait a minute, we are not going for this. And if the people stand up and refuse it, eventually the federal government cannot go after millions of people. They just simply will not do it. And so I agree with Russ, and I think if enough people stand up against it, it will not be implemented. They won't be able to do it. And that is what we need. We need people to stand up just like Russ is doing and say, no way. You're not doing this to me. You're not doing this to my children or my neighbor.
Yeah, well, Sandra, we just, because of that very thing, we just saved a 10-year-old boy's life. He would have ended up incarcerated with a record for something he didn't do, and there was enough pressure from the people in this city are finally starting to wake up, and they just dropped the charges finally.
And you know, this gives me hope, and it gives others hope, because when people do stand up and do the right thing, they win. I mean, truth will win, and that's just wonderful. What a great, great story.
Right. Well, you have a good day, guys.
Hey, thanks for the call. And I'm sorry you had to go all the way to Texas and leave a good state like Missouri, but we can understand some people just get into a situation like that that's unavoidable.
I don't know. I've been to Texas and Missouri, and I got to tell you, your winters are just deadly out there, Derry.
And you live up there in live
Utah.
All up there in Utah.
Guys, I mean, I remember in Missouri, it was like, you know, 10 degrees in the morning and 75 in the afternoon. I didn't know what to wear. I had to carry four different changes of clothes in one day.
Well, you always keep a couple of coats in the pickup, summer and winter. You never know.
There you go.
Hey, but anyway, going back to what Russ was just saying, yes, Russ is going to stand up and fight. Sandra, you're going to stand up and fight. I'm
Absolutely.
Going to stand up and fight. But we are educating a sluice of children that have been taught in the public schools to be sheeple, not people. Mm-hmm. And they're going to do whatever the Good Shepherd tells them to do. And the Good Shepherd operates out of Washington, D.C. So this might not fly this first time. But sooner or later, it will fly.
I don't know, Derry, because I'll tell you, there is a mistake being made, in my opinion. When you cook the frog slowly, it doesn't know it's being cooked. But all of a sudden, they're cooking that frog awfully fast. And the frog is waking up and going, whoa, this water is getting really hot. I think I better jump out of this pen, you know. And parents more and more are realizing what's going on. There is an outcry in terms of the drugging of the children across this country. I am seeing some very positive changes. I am seeing more and more people looking at this and going, we're not going to put up with it, and we are going to fight back and tell our leaders in the government that we are not in agreement. And the leaders are, after all, elected officials. They are public servants. And when enough pressure is being put upon them, they have to do the bidding of the people. This country is all about.
I'm looking at a story from the Chicago Leader Bureau concerning Illinois launches compulsory mental health screening for children and pregnant women. And in the corner is this picture of this very happy little mother smiling and holding this very happy little baby because they are mentally healthy, I guess. But, you know, it doesn't show you the true picture at all. Anyway, let's take a break. Our number is 1-800-973-3779. Stay tuned. Your calls are welcome, and you're listening to the Common Sense Coalition.
This is the Derry Brownfield Show.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Culture can be fun. Take classical music and dance.
Singing along with free live music and feasting on food on a stick with hundreds of your new best friends at the 2004 Missouri State Fair, August 12th through the 22nd in Sedalia. Now that's fun.
There's nothing like riding with the hounds, hey?
Thrilling to the adrenaline rush on the midway rides. Now that's fun.
Of course, culture can be expensive.
Saving money is fun. Go to any participating Lowe's store and buy an American Red Cross unlimited ride wristband. It's only $20 and includes one adult admission.
Those Yanks.
The summer is made for fun, so don't miss out. Catch all the fun and excitement at the 2004 Missouri State Fair, August 12th through the 22nd in Sedalia. Log on to mostatefair.com and make your plans now. The Missouri State Fair. It's a singing, feasting, whooping it up kind of place. Now that's fun.
Did you know that certain gold and silver coins are up big this year? Swiss America reports that there's no vacation in the coin market this year as strong demand continues to drive prices higher and higher. Summertime usually means a slowdown, but not this year, so don't wait. Call Swiss America. Get the facts about the new bull market in gold and silver at 1-800-289-2646. That spells 1-800-BUYCOIN. Read their latest report on silver dollars and $20 gold pieces, plus their Real Hot magazine that explains how to restore a gold standard in your portfolio that makes money, no matter how crazy it gets on Wall Street. The number to call is 1-800-289-2646. That's 1-800-BUYCOIN. Gold and silver coins have provided millions with financial privacy and great profits, and they could do the same for you. It all starts with a phone call to 1-800-BUY-COIN. We are in a battle. Our freedom is at stake, and more importantly, the freedom of our children, grandchildren, and future generations are at stake. Fighting the good fight seems futile at times, but there's one thing you can do to turn the tide. By supporting the Paragon Foundation, you support individuals committed to fighting the elements in our country that want to take away your private property rights and your right to work and live where you choose. The Paragon Foundation provides financial support to individuals and organizations involved in litigation, education, research, and exchange of ideas that offset the prevailing force in our society that is attempting to destroy our constitutional freedoms. The Paragon Foundation carefully scrutinizes every request for financial support to ensure that mission statement is fulfilled. All donations are tax deductible. Administrative costs are kept as low as possible so you know that your donations make a difference. So do make a difference today. Support the Paragon Foundation by calling toll-free 877-847-3443.
This is the Derry Brownfield Show, and here's the star of the show, the man who asks, if Jimmy cracks corn and no one cares, why is there a song about him? Derry Brownfield.
And we have returned. We're back. Visiting today with Sandra Lucas. She is a member of the Citizens Committee on Human Rights. We're talking about this president's new Freedom Commission and these mental health acts that are cropping up around over the country. A caller from Maryland. Hi, Tom. You're on the air. Hello, Tom. Is Tom there?
Yes, Tom is here.
Hi, Tom.
Can you hear me?
Yes, I can now.
Okay, great. I just wanted to say that, you know, this kind of stuff is not going to fly. It's not with me. I think totally outside the box. I question everything I see. I know that the two party system or one party system, whatever you want to call it, is not for me. I never vote for either of the two main party candidates, and if they want to say that somebody who thinks outside of those parameters is mentally unstable or a possible terrorist or whatever, well, so be it. But you're going to have to, you got to come after everybody individually and do something about it. And if that's what they want to do, bring it on, baby, because somebody's going to be going home in a body bag. That's all I got to say.
Okay, thank you. Well, I'll tell you what, you're right, Tom. They do come individually. And they do make examples out of the people that don't want to go along to get along. And this is the way most of these government programs work. We watched it out west with the Spotted Owl. We watched it out west with the Hage case and the Laney case. Then we've watched it back east on the New Rivers in West Virginia. It's happening all over the United States. And, hey, this is we're just living in this new world situation that goes against everything that you and I as American citizens believe. Sandra, what do you say?
Well, I think you're absolutely right. I mean, we see it also happening with families. I mean, there are children being removed from their families, from their parents by the state because those parents refuse to put them on mind-altering drugs. So there is absolutely this insidious and extremely powerful force attacking the American values, but we still have hope, and we still have a chance. And if we stand together against this intrusive un-American programs, frankly, that's totally the way I view them, where as soon as they start taking away your freedom and your freedom of choice, and it is not American. And if this country goes down, that's it. You know, obviously, I was not born here. I wasn't raised here, but I am an American at heart. And I know this is the last place where you can experience a freedom. We must preserve it.
What CCHR
will be nowhere else to be found?
What CCHR doing to ward this thing off?
Well, several things, Derry. Obviously, we are talking to as many people as we can by being on radio shows such as yours. We are sending letters. We are talking to different groups who have an interest in this issue. We are asking people to also check in the legislature of their own state, because there are bills now being introduced in different states to forward this new Freedom Commission, and it is being done under different names. You know, suicide prevention is one of the buzzwords being used. Mental health for children is another, and so we are really asking people to please take a moment to call your representative or your senator, ask what's going on, go on the website, check out your legislature, look to see what is being introduced coming up next year, and talk to your neighbors, talk to anybody you know to form coalitions to fight it, because this is a huge program that will be implemented unless we all stand up and do something about it. And what really gives me hope is that more and more people are doing something about it. As I said, the Illinois representatives are now having second thought. The only reason why is because people are speaking against it, so we can do it.
Yeah, how did it get through the Illinois legislature in the first place? You would think...
You know, people did not pay attention. I mean, I think it becomes overwhelming. There are hundreds of bills being introduced every year in any given state, and you realize what's going on sometimes a little bit too late. But it is really not too late, because even once a law is passed, it can always be repealed if enough people stand up and go, wait a minute, we are not going for this. And they can do it in Illinois, and they can do it in other states. In Arizona, they are now introducing similar programs. In California, I think that you guys need to look at what's going on in Missouri, and everybody who's listening really needs to make that call or get on the Internet and check it out.
You know, but when I say how does it get through Congress in the first place, let's take the Illinois state legislatures. Where do these people come from? How many of them think that they want themselves to be to go to a psychiatrist and be psychoanalyzed?
Well, you know, they are being duped.
Well, sure they are, but how dumb can they be? I can't understand a normal thinking person doing anything like that.
You know, I think what happens is you've got the organization that have financial vested interests lobbying the legislators, and they tell them that it's white when in fact the whole program is black. They say, well, you know, we've got a program with teen suicide and we have got to do something about it. The legislators are now very concerned, and then these vested interests say, well, and the way we're going to do that is by testing all the children to make sure they do not have an inclination or depression that is going to make it that they're going to commit suicide. And then the legislators, of course, are so overwhelmed with so many issues, they are experts in none, go along because they are listening to those who are out there communicating. And so that is why it is important for us to also go up there and communicate and show them the truth and not just let those who want these programs going through talk to them. We must be the voice of reason.
Those legislators should have in the back of their mind an Aunt Martha or a Grandpa or somebody that they knew that they thought had common sense and think, well, now what would Grandpa do about this? How would Aunt Martha look at this? You see
That's
what I mean?
Dangerous.
They don't. They don't. They
well,
just go blind.
You know, you have a few who do, but they are not the majority.
Yet they are running our nation. They're running our states. They're running our county governments. You know, we have so many phone callers here. We need to move along. Let's go to Frank in Arkansas. Hi, Frank. You're on the air. Hello, Frank.
Yes. Good morning.
You're on the air, Frank.
I was wanting to know the origin, like the lady was mentioning, where these ideas come from out of some committee somewhere in a back door closed room. And I'd also like to say that there is a failure of all the current systems to do exactly what they think they can do with this new program. They can't detect the maladjusted, the suicidal, any mentally deranged person. You can make a long list of that, including the Columbine shooters.
Who were, by the way, on psychotropic mind-altering drugs, which is something that is rarely brought out in the media. You know,
yes,
you can go back to all of the shootings in the schools and find that these kids were under psychiatric care and got worse when they were put under psychiatric care. They turned our children into killers.
Well, even the Head Start program, they ignored the advice of the professionals that young boys are not socially adjusted to go into programs apart from their parents until they're nearly 7 years old.
Mm-hmm.
And this makes it even worse.
I agree.
But you take the Virginia snipers, the military couldn't detect those that are going to go crazy.
Right. I think it is Benjamin Franklin who said that those who would... And I'm paraphrasing, but I'm close enough. Those who would give up their personal liberties for safety deserve neither personal liberty or safety, right? And I think we have to go back and look at our founding fathers. And if we follow the principle instilled into America by our founding fathers, we can't lose. The more we get away from those, which is what this is about, it is very diametrically opposed to the principles laid forth by the founding fathers, we are going to lose. Our freedom, we are going to lose our way of life.
Hey, Frank, appreciate the call. Let's stay in Arkansas while we're so close and go to Joe. Hi, Joe. You're on the air.
Thank you. Yeah, question I have is, I have heard that psychiatrists have the highest rate of suicide of any occupation. I wanted to ask your guest if that's true, what I've heard.
In fact, that is a true statement. There were studies conducted in the 80s and the 90s that showed that of all the professions, psychiatrists are the highest rate of suicide per capita. There was another interesting study, now that you mentioned this point, that was asked of people who had become psychologists. And the questions asked was, why did you enter this field? The number one answer was to handle their own emotional problems, and the number two, get ready to get women. So you're talking about a bunch of individuals who themselves are extremely maladjusted and who have issues, supposedly helping others? What a mess.
I wondered on that second occasion, how were they going to help those women?
Well, you know, what happens...
I'm being facetious, Sandra. You don't have to answer that.
I am sorry. I just lost that one, didn't I? Went right by.
I guess there's a lot of women out there that need help.
Yeah.
Like us Missourians and Arkansasers, know we hip folks.
You hip them?
Yep, we do. Hey, let's take a break. We'll be right back. You're listening to the Common Sense Coalition.
Derry Brownfield Show.
Hey,
Hey, Jack Blood here. And folks, I wanted to take a minute to discuss your health. You know, the vicious cycle of treating symptoms of disease with drugs and surgery simply create more symptoms, leading to a greater dependence on the pharma cartels. There is a solution. Herbal Healer Academy, headed by the esteemed Dr. Mirijah McCain, have hundreds of natural products to treat the source of disease and illness. Herbal Healer Academy also provides many natural detox products to protect you and your family against chemtrails, aspartame, pesticides, radiation, MSG, and more. Herbal Healer Academy also provides herbs, vitamins, and correspondence courses so you can become an expert in natural medicine. Herbal Healer Academy is one-stop shopping for all of your healthy living needs. Why not call them now for a free brochure? 870-269-4177 for your free brochure at 870-269-4177 or dial them up on the web at www.herbalhealer.com. Tell them Jack Blood sent you.
Why continue to suffer from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms could be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses this same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Eliminate the cause. Don't just treat the symptoms. BioSolutions has over 450 pre-programmed auto sequences for various health conditions, and it's very easy to use. It comes with a 30-day return policy and a one-year limited warranty. For more information, call Alternative Technologies toll-free at 866-885-6625. That's 866-885-6625. One more time, that's 866-885-6625.
Hear that? That's the sound of nearly 3 million American jobs being flushed down the toilet. What caused it? NAFTA. 10 years ago, Congress passed NAFTA. It was supposed to boost our economy. Instead, we lost millions of jobs and the nation is still hurting. But now Congress is quietly considering doing it again, but worse this time, by creating a free trade area of the Americas, also called the FTAA. This would outsource millions more American jobs and businesses. How can our country survive this devastation again? Learn how you can help. Visit www.stoptheftaa.org or call 1-800-JBS-USA1. Log on to our website and let Congress know that you think FTAA is not an option for America's future. Stoptheftaa.org and keep American jobs in America.
Yes, we have. Let's go back to the telephones. Chris in Illinois. Hi, Chris. You're on the air.
Hi. I was just calling. I'm 32 years old, and I have an 11-year-old daughter. And when I was in fifth grade, my teacher told me to, or said that I wouldn't be able to go back to school unless I went and got a psychiatric exam, and they put me on Ritalin. And I attempted suicide. Not when I was that little, but later, and they took me off the Ritalin, put me on a drug called Imipramine, and I started taking that because it was it made me feel good. You know, I kind of got addicted to the high from it, and I took more and more of it, and I tried to commit suicide when I was on that. And my psychiatrist took me off of that and put me on Prozac, and I attempted suicide on that, and eventually I just stopped taking it altogether on my own. But I have an 11-year-old daughter now, and I'm worried that, and I do live in Illinois, and I'm worried that they're going to find any reason to get her on a Mipramine or on a Ritalin.
What I suggest is that you access one of the newspapers in your state called the Illinois Leader, which you can find at Illinois Leader, Leader with a capital L, .com, and it will give you what has been going on in Illinois, what they're trying to implement, and also some contact numbers by stating some of the people who have been quoted in the newspaper articles, and so you can join. There is really more and more the group of people fighting this mental health testing in Illinois is growing by leaps and bounds. And if you associate with them, I believe that you will be very successful. And also the thing is to just stick to your guns. I deal quite commonly with parents who call my office and tell me a very similar story to yours. I'm being told that if I don't put my child on a specific psychotropic drugs, then I won't be able to bring my child back to school. It is, in fact, illegal for school personnel to make medical recommendation. They just count on parents not knowing that fact. So you can still stand up against it and claim your rights. And I believe that by joining with a group that shares similar views to yours, you will be also protected and you will be able to make a difference.
I'm not the... She doesn't live with me. She lives with her mother. And her mother thinks that the government can do no wrong. And so I told my daughter, her name's India, I told her if they give her some kind of test like that to tell them exactly what they want to hear, that it doesn't matter what you say or, you know, do, it only matters what is really, what you really believe. So basically I told her to, like, you know, BS her way through it.
Right.
So.
But it's really a shame that you would have to go to that extreme measure, you know. And I think that the protection comes into ensuring that this testing does not happen.
Yes.
And so then you don't have to worry about it. And I think that by really looking into the newspaper, like I have said, and contacting these individuals and groups, you guys actually can stop it. The legislators are having second thoughts, just, you know, help push that second thought along.
Okay, let's take a break.
This is the Derry Brownfield Show.
Almost 1 million Americans got something that they didn't want last year, a heart attack. Okay, so that's bad news for those people, but that's not you, right? Do you barely have time for breakfast or lunch, only fast food or a quick snack, not enough sleep, and very little or no physical activity? Is this starting to sound a little too familiar? It's our lifestyle and diet that's killing us. But there is a solution.
Now you can take simple steps that may help avoid future heart attack, emergency room, angioplasty, and bypass heart surgery with chelation therapy.
Cardio One is chelation therapy made easy. Cardio One removes arterial plaque from your body, and that may help reduce your risk of heart attack by as much as 85% and improve your overall health dramatically. Get your 30-day supply of Cardio One today. To order, send $43.95, check cash or money order to Cardio One, P.O. Box 79, Centertown, Missouri, 65023. That's Cardio One, P.O. Box 79, Centertown, Missouri, 65023.
Derry Brownfield here to tell you about the world's finest air purifier. It's called the Aeronizer. There is no other product on the market today that equals the power and performance of the Aeronizer. What the Aeronizer does is kills viruses and bacteria in the air and on surfaces in your home. It kills influenza viruses, powerful enough to kill airborne anthrax spores. Mold, mildew, and fungus problems are a thing of the past. Cooking, pet, and smoke odors are gone. It'll remove dust, pollen, dander, and other allergens from the air. It oxidizes chemical fumes and toxic gases. There's nothing else to buy with these air purifiers. No plates to clean or filters to replace. We have units for the home, office, even for industrial and agricultural applications.
To order the Aeronizer, call toll-free 1-800-724-2719. That's 1-800-724-2719. Or visit the website www.aranair.us. That's aranair.us.
We're in the home stretch here, Sandra. It won't be long now. We have 3 or 4 minutes left. Do you still have your helpline number?
Yes, we do. 1-800-869-2247.
869-2247.
And anybody who wishes more information on what we have discussed today, it's very welcome to call this 800 number and ask for more information. Also, if you are experiencing coercion by the school in putting your kids on psychotropic drugs, call this number. Any kind of, we also use it to help people who are experiencing abuse by any kind of mental health professional. So if you want to report abuse, 1-800-869-2247.
All right, now I had a different helpline number. It ended in 2905.
Sorry, I don't know which one that is.
Okay, I'm going to scratch that then.
It may have been a CCHR chapter in one particular state. The number I'm giving you now, the 1-800 number, is CCHR International, and the headquarters are located in Los Angeles.
Okay. Let me give that number again so somebody like Chris could pick up the phone and call 1-800-869-2247. That's the helpline for CCHR. Let's go back to the phones. We have time for another very quick call or two. Lloyd in Nebraska. Hi, you on the air, Lloyd.
Yeah, Derry. I just listening to the program this morning and got to wondering, are we individually asking for all of this by our not letting the agencies and authorities know that we can take care of ourselves?
You know, I think that's an excellent point. I think that if we don't, to the extent that we are silent, we are allowing those things to happen.
Right.
I could not agree with you more. I think that is definitely an excellent point.
But whether we like it or not, they're out there. They have the money. They have their budgets. They have their jobs. And as we go back, and I've been quoting this regularly, and everybody needs to memorize it, but on the 4th of July, 1776, the unanimous declaration of the 13th United States of America said this in one paragraph. Speaking of the King of England, he has erected a multitude of new offices and sent hither swarms of officers to harass our people and eat out our substance. This is happening as we speak, and this is the same thing that we fought the Revolutionary War over.
Yeah, and we're paying the way.
We're paying their bills.
Yep.
They have a job, and they must justify their existence. That's the way we look at it.
Yep.
Amen.
They're going around now trying to get... in the state of Missouri, particularly, they're really hot on these scenic byways, and they're paying a fellow $50,000 a year to do nothing but just go around and stir these people up and try to get a byway. And of course, he travels. They put him in a car. They pay his travel expenses. So there's another $50,000. Then he's got a staff of people work for him. And you and I are paying for this. And these people are trying to upset our property rights. I mean, it's ridiculous.
Yeah. Yeah, we need to quit paying them, I guess.
Hey, thanks for the call. Let me see. We have less than a minute left. I'm not going to try to take any more calls. Sandra, tell us again, your helpline is 1-800-869-2246 for somebody that really needs help.
2247.
2247, I'm sorry.
1-800-869-2247.
1-800-869-2247. How about that?
That's right.
Okay, in 30 seconds or less, tell us, are we going to win over this thing?
Absolutely. Absolutely, we are going to win. I do not plan on losing this fight. I do not plan on losing my freedom and the future of my children. I do not plan on losing my neighbor who I happen to really like a lot. And we are going to win. And it's just simply a matter of speaking out and saying no. You know, to quote Nancy Reagan, just say no.
Okay.
We're not doing it.
We're out of time. So now it's time for me to say, may the good Lord bless and keep you while the near or far away. May the good you wish for others shine on you today. May your heart stay tuned to music that will cheer the hearts of men. May the good Lord bless and keep you until we meet again.
Hail to you until we meet again. Happy trails to you. Keep smiling.
Who cares about the clouds if we're together?
Just sing a song and bring the sunny weather.
Happy trails to you till we meet again. Happy trails to you till we meet again. Happy trails. Thank you.
The Berkey Light's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkey Light, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkey Light is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkey Light, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200. 9200.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network because you can.